Conrado Cardenas is a gay man in his 70s from Roslindale. He woke up with a fever on New Year's Eve, and for the next 21 days, his temperature ranged from 101 to 103.7. He tested positive for COVID-19, but did not have any of the other telltale symptoms.
I had no loss of breath, no loss of taste or smell. All I had was a temperature, and it was very difficult because I had to sleep on towels.
He said he went to the emergency room on the 13th day of his fever. His illness eventually abated, but he spent his time pondering what could happen next. He feared that his symptoms would get worse.
Because I've had friends that have passed that have had the COVID, and once they started coughing, that was like the end of it.
Cardenas belongs to a community where serious COVID-19 complications may be more likely. The CDC released a report on February 5th that found sexual minorities may be at higher risk of serious COVID-19 complications. The report found that sexual minorities were more likely to have high-risk conditions that could make COVID-19 more serious. Mark Estano, a nurse at Brigham and Women's Hospital, who works with patients with HIV at the hospital's infectious disease division, says that this is a result that he would expect.
Not surprising at all. I mean, we have seen health disparities for the LGBT community for many, many years, and seen its effect on those populations and see how it interfaces with other other health issues.
Dr. Kevin Heslin, an epidemiologist at the CDC and the co-author of this report, explains that because there was a lack of data on sexual and gender minorities in the COVID-19 data provided by public health officials, he had to explore the topic by other means.
There are other large data systems and surveillance systems that do have information on different kinds of health conditions, and those same systems also have information on sexual orientation and gender identity. So my colleague and I thought that, since we can't do research on COVID among sexual and gender minorities, we would do research on risk factors for COVID among sexual and gender minorities.
The conditions the report cites include cancer, asthma, hypertension, and stroke. Sexual minorities self-reported these conditions more frequently than heterosexual adults on a national survey. Dr. Heslin explains why these conditions may be more frequent.
Some of it could relate to a lack of culturally competent health care that's available to sexual and gender minorities. Access to care could certainly contribute to, the development of those kinds of chronic conditions.
Mark Estano has similar sentiments. He says that this is even more of the case for people who are racial or ethnic minorities, as well as sexual or gender minorities. The report reasons that LGBTQ people have higher rates of conditions that can make COVID-19 worse and therefore have a higher frequency of severe cases. However, researchers can't know for certain since direct data is not being collected on the subject by many public health officials. For WTBU News, I'm Luciano Sesta in Boston.